Hello.
Hi, Anne. It's Nadine. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to call him with you on the phone so we can bring him on the phone call. Okay. So give me one second. All right. 540-397-3113. Yeah, I was on the phone real quick with my manager because I wanted to make sure that it doesn't like disconnect you from the call when I'm calling him.
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. No, it sounds like it's gonna. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going good, Latron. You got Nadine on the line here. So, Latron, I was talking with Anne here, and I kind of wanted to go over with you the package that I was discussing with her about. So, I was recommending her Platinum package because that's the one that includes the Google and Facebook marketing. Okay. The reason is because I feel that the Facebook marketing is going to give her a higher conversion rate as opposed to Google ads. So we would be running Facebook ads. I'm sure you're familiar with those, right? The Facebook ads? Okay. So basically, this package is going to include us optimizing her Google Business profile to the first page, okay, and maintaining it there by your keywords and search terms. So we're doing the management on it, as well as running her Facebook ads. We will not be doing the posting on Facebook. We're managing the Facebook ads, okay? We don't take ownership of any of this. We're considered managers. Now, in addition to that, we'll also list her on other directories like Bing, Yahoo, Yelp. We ensure that her website be attached where her business is being promoted. And we also include the mobile platform, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So the Platinum package, because it includes the Facebook ads, with Facebook ads, we could either target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, there's three ways that we can set it up on the Facebook ads, where if it says call us and they click on it, calls her directly. Okay? If it's set up where it says message us, she'll be getting a Facebook message, not a text message. So I wouldn't recommend that one. Or we can send them directly to her website if it says learn more. She might prefer, I think, Anne, you probably prefer the call directly to you.
I would, but I also know that a lot of people prefer to email and text. So, I mean, I'm flexible. Whatever Latron and I talk about later as to what he thinks is the best, but yes, right now calling is suitable for me.
Okay.
Okay. Quick question, just to clarify.
Yeah.
You mentioned the first thing you mentioned is they would get a. It can come to the Facebook ad can come to the messenger. Correct.
Facebook Messenger, yeah. So, like, let's say if the call to action button said, "Message me," right? Message us. When they click on it, they're going to be able to send her a message, right? So it would be like sending a text message, except it's not going to come through a text message. It'll actually be messaging her through Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, and you say you didn't recommend that. Why did you not recommend that?
No, I recommend because I know Anne mentioned, you know, they call her, she closes them. Right? I don't recommend the messenger only because I'll tell you this. Unless she is always on her phone and she has that Facebook Messenger, if she has access to it on her phone, then I don't see it being a problem, right? But how active is she herself on Facebook, on her Facebook business? Yeah, that's why I don't really recommend that. Typically, people either want the call coming directly to them or they want them driven to their website for the traffic to be driven there.
Okay.
Well, but Latron will be posting, right, Latron?
Yes, I will be posting on certain days throughout the month.
Are you talking about on the Facebook or on Google?
On Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah. The posting, we don't touch any of that, right? What we're talking about is the management of the Facebook ads. So that won't interfere with what you're doing, Latron. The posting. And that's good when you're posting like that, right? A lot of times people don't post at all. And I encourage them, even if it's once a month, post something. Keep your content fresh. So that's good. Yeah, if you have like a set schedule when you're going to be doing the posting, that's good.
And I think the underline, and we'll have to talk about that too, is just having, you know, being that person that any message that comes through Messenger is responded to. If we went down that route. So that would be what we have to discuss.
Yeah, because you definitely don't want, like, if it was set up like that, that no one's responding to those messages coming through Facebook Messenger, because then that's not good, you know?
Absolutely. Is there any type of integrations where, you know, like now we have ChatGPT where it can start answering some of those things automatically? Is there any kind of integrations like that?
No, as far as, like, you meaning with the Facebook?
Yeah, there's one that I set up on another website. It's just a plugin. But if they answer a certain way, it'll say call this number.
I see what you're saying. Like, yeah, it's kind of like a, not, I don't want to say a bot, but I know what you're talking about. There's no integration in that way. You're not, also, just so you know too, Latron, we won't even tinker with the website. We just want to ensure that website be attached. And I'm assuming that's something you're managing too, right? The website?
Yeah, at some point, yes.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Yeah. I honestly prefer for her the Facebook ads because, again, with Google Ads, your Google Ads, as you probably know this too, Latron, how they run on a rotation, right? The conversion rate across all industries for Google Ads, you're looking at about a 4% conversion rate compared to Facebook is a 9% conversion rate. So it's doubled. And I believe it's because of the fact that it's consistently retargeting. So even if they search on Google and they don't call her, but they go to their Facebook, and as you know, they're looking just through their pictures or stories, that's when they're going to be seeing her ad appearing. So it's that constant reminder. And that's where I feel like even more so, those have a better conversion rate for that reason.
And, you mentioned, I was going to ask about the retargeting, because I know there's a way to set the retargeting up in Facebook, where I think you build, like, a profile of the certain kinds of customers, and you target them. Is that correct?
Yes, where you could target, so there's, you could either target an audience by interest, okay, an audience by income level, or audience by location. A perfect example I'll use. So my husband does dialysis. I had to call the center, and I couldn't remember the phone number by heart. Keep in mind, I talk to these people like three times a day, or a week, I mean. So I looked it up on Google, Fresenius Kidney Care Near Me. A few days later, I'm on Facebook doing a posting for my granddaughter, and all of a sudden, I'm getting this Fresenius Kidney Care ad, and it's because they targeted me as having an interest. That's the different ways. If you're not sure how to run those Facebook ads, those ads could be running in a whole other state. you know, but yeah, those would be the way to target them. And with the Facebook ads, it can reach between 50 to 60 miles. This is why I definitely recommend this package for her. I think this is the one that's going to be the most beneficial for her. And it's not to say Google ads don't work. I mean, they do, but I just feel
you have to have more of an investment into that, correct?
Exactly. A lot more. I mean,
to pay more per conversion.
Yes.
Or and click or whatever.
Exactly. And with this particular package, she is not going to incur a cost per click because she's paying a flat rate. So we're the ones that are incurring the cost per click. Okay, so, and we're managing it. So our technicians are very highly trained and certified. So even as far as like with the keywords and search terms, she's not incurring clicks with any of that. Because when we're talking the local map, it's unlimited calls. Unless if it was Google Ads, again, that's like a whole different investment. And I just feel this is of the better ones for her.
Mm-hmm. So I'd imagine, you know, there would be some tweaking that would have to go into, like, figuring out who is the best customer. How do you all go about that? And is there, like, a period of time that you use just to, like, figure out, like, who needs to be targeted and where?
That is a great question. So she would actually have a customized tracking and reporting system. She has a login, username, and password. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of it, is not having to take our word for it that it's working. In fact, it gives her the analytics, how many times she came up in the search results, where they performed mm-hmm. the location of the search, how many phone calls she received, what are the keywords she's listed for, how many times mm-hmm. they clicked on her Facebook ad. So she's going to be able to track all of that, right? So as that's being tracked, we can tweak it. Like, we can make changes at any time. If she feels, you know what, there's specific areas that I want that ad to run in, right? Maybe she has certain zip codes or maybe certain cities, right? We can also target in that way. The furthest that those ads will ever reach is going to be 50 to 60 miles tops. They won't go any further than that. So even if there's a certain income level, you know, maybe there's a certain area where there's a higher income and she wants to hit those targeted areas, she can. And it can be changed at any time. It's not like set in stone, but I do recommend that at least letting those run like the first month. Let's see what the traction was like before we start making all kinds of different changes, right? Because then it's kind of hard to gauge it, like what's worked, or maybe comparing the first month to the second month. So that way, you know, you can compare the apples to oranges, like this is what we did this month. Okay, now let's look at this next month. All right, what do we need to tweak to improve, or maybe this is already working, right? You guys have that ability. Our team, I'll tell you, they're really, really great. And so they're dedicated to handling the account. So it's all within our company. We don't outsource it. So you guys would have them at your disposal Monday through Friday. We're always here, except for Thanksgiving.
exactly. And Christmas.
Yes, Chris, well, I'll tell you, Christmas Eve, we still work Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. My family tells me all the time, are you getting up early? Nope, I work.
I do want to back up to one thing you mentioned, or maybe I didn't hear it correctly. I just want to make sure in that customized tracking and analytics panel, is there, you said that can be self-managed and account managed also?
That's a great question. So the tracking and reporting system, she's going to have one login, one username and one password, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not only is she able to track her results on there, but she can also go in there, right? Or you, if you're managing it, she can go in there, either one of you, and just, maybe you guys wanted to add some other keywords. Maybe you felt like changing some content on there. You guys have the ability to do that too. So our program is geared. Okay, it's created in a way where for the business owner that doesn't want anything to do with it, you guys handle it all, or the one that likes to just be a little bit of hands-on. So you guys have the ability to view the keywords, and if you wanted to move some around or maybe add some more, you have the ability to do that through your customized tracking and reporting system.
Mm-hmm. And do you all do like a baseline report at first so we can compare different months?
It's kind of hard to do the baseline. I can tell you that this is why we'll always ask for a 2-month verbal commitment, because people seem to think like in the first month they're going to get bombarded and all this work, right? And it's never going to work like that, as you know. So we always like at least for you to compare the first month as to what we're optimizing and the content creation. And then that second month, we can compare the two together, right? Because again, it's going to depend on the areas that we're targeting. And as you know, too, Latron, like people, the way that they search, I mean, their algorithms change and Google is always changing their algorithms. But the benefit of us being a Google channel partner is that we're kind of on top of things, like we're kind of one step ahead of others, right? And there's only a few of us that are channel partners. Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you, we've had some times where, you know, there might have been an issue with the clients, having, they're trying to get themselves verified, and so we're doing it for them, so at least we have a rep that we can reach out to when there's any type of an issue that we're not able to fix on our own, you know, so that's a benefit too. Oh yeah, yeah. And especially now, you know, how with all the changes Google's made with the verification process and, you know, I've talked to so many people that are like, I can't get verified. And I'm all, are you doing the video? Are you doing, they're starting to ask for these documents now. Google's cracking down. They're like, basically what I say is they're separating the fat from the cream, right? That's what they're doing.
There's so many websites out there nowadays. So
and some that are not Google compliant, and you know what I mean? I see them all day long. You know? I mean, from what I've seen so far, like as far as in regards to her business, I mean, the website looks great, you know, Facebook, like I'm looking at everything. Again, you know, it's just, this is what I would recommend that we can do to help her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I did have one more question. Around, hopefully it comes back to my mind.
Okay. Are you like me?
Oh my God. Yeah, it was like right there, and then when I went to talk, and it just.
I know. Right. I'll go to grab something, and I'm like, "What did I come in the room for? Let me go back out and come back in." Anne probably thinks we're crazy, right, Anne?
Hey, you guys don't even know it. Wait until you get older.
That's what my mom tells me. You know, my mom, she is too much sometimes. My granddaughter's been teaching her how to work Facebook, and I'm like, I told my brother, why did you even get her started? My husband posted one day, we were eating at a restaurant, a really nice steakhouse, right? Out here in California by where we live. And this guy, I told him, please do not check us in anymore, because no sooner than when we got checked in, I got the call. It must be nice that you're having a steak and you don't invite your mother. I was like, I'm sorry. It is my anniversary. I'm married to him. You know, and then she's like, yeah, well, you know, don't forget you have a mother, you know, and sometimes my brother had to tell her, Mom, you need to be very careful what you're saying on Facebook or else you're going to end up in Facebook jail. So she's been incarcerated twice on Facebook.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Jailbird. You got a mom. You got a jailbird for a mom.
That's what I told her. I said, my mom's a criminal.
So it has come back to me. It was just a simple question of, like, is there like a monthly check-in with an account rep that goes through all of the analytics and like having those intel?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you could definitely request, like you can request and say, hey, I want someone to kind of go over the account with us. Let's look at the analytics. Is there anything you guys see that we can change or maybe some areas that we can improve in? Absolutely, because you'll have this team that's dedicated to the account, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you guys call in.
Dedicated person.
Yeah, it's not like one dedicated individual, but it is a team. I will tell you though, they're very on top of it and they are so knowledgeable and they'll tell you, you know, okay, yeah, I'm looking at it. Maybe we can kind of change this around and they'll pull up the analytics themselves because they have access to it too, right? So they can see what you're seeing. And that's what I love about it, because even if, like, let's say you called and you're like, listen, I have an update, I got a change, I have questions, I have concerns, can we review the account? That's what they're here for. Because we work on retention, right? We want to retain you guys for a long time because the program's working. As long as you guys are successful, that's going to equal our success. So that's why our program is a month-to-month program with absolutely no contracts.
Gotcha.
So we're earning your business.
And tell me again the name of your organization.
Our company is called Local, as in your local area, LOCAL, and then Splash, like a splash of water, two words.
Uh-huh.
We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. So you'll find us on Google. We have over, I think it's like 800 and something reviews, almost 900.
Uh-huh.
How long
okay.
have you been
okay.
in business?
We'll be 19 years next month. December's our anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah, long time. I haven't been here 19 years, Ann.
And LaTron, I think I told you the price was $249.
$249 with a $99 setup fee, so it makes it $348 would be the initial investment, and then it's mm-hmm. $249 every month after. Now, LaTron, that $249, to give you the breakdown on it, because you understand more of the Facebook ads, what we do, okay, is we take $100 of that. From that mm-hmm. $249, we allocate it to the Facebook ads. So this is why I say she will never incur additional click fees. It's going to be a flat rate always. Now, does that mean that later on, if you guys wanted to allocate more money to Facebook ads, absolutely you can do that at any time. You would just be paying the additional, right? But that's how we break it down. I know I had talked to her about Google Ads, but just so you kind of know, Google Ads, you're looking at like $449 a month, and $300 of that goes to Google Ads. That's why I feel this is the better package for her, because it's not as expensive, right? And it's going to give her a better return as opposed to the Google Ads. I'd rather be super transparent in that way, you know, unless...
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, especially with her line of industry, the Facebook is what's going to help her along with the Google.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask a silly question. It seems that more and more people just in general conversation, you know, is kind of getting off of Facebook. And I guess it's because of their algorithms and all the changes that everybody's making all the time. So mm-hmm. are ads allowed on Instagram?
I was just going to mention to you. So you have an Instagram, Anne? Did
yes.
you have one set up? Okay, perfect. All right, so LaTron, her Instagram, do you know if it's linked to her Facebook?
I'm pretty sure it is, because what was posted on Facebook went on Instagram.
Perfect. Then it's linked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad, and I'm going to tell you why. So it kind of saves you a step, right? Like, you don't have to go to your Instagram, post it, and then go to your Facebook and post it, because they're linked together. Mm-hmm. You post it on your Instagram. Mm-hmm. It goes to your Facebook automatically, vice versa, okay? Now, because they're linked, we don't do anything with Instagram, Anne, but because they are linked, when it comes to your ads on Facebook, it's linked with your Instagram. So, which is a good thing for you, right? Because even when people are on Instagram, you know, I mean, social media has grown so much. I mean, so much. People still utilize Facebook a lot. I know me personally, even when I'm looking up certain, you know, if I'm on Google, I'm also on Facebook too, because I'm going to the communities that are on my Facebook page, and I'm like, hey, anybody know event planner or blah, 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 right? Because that's also a good platform to be on, is on your communities. And kind of doing your little posting there. I'm not talking about the marketplace. I'm talking about like your communities on your Facebook page. Like me, I live in Anaheim, California, so I have communities around me that are like the city of Fullerton, Anaheim, Orange, Anaheim Hills, like, and these are all different cities that are around me that I've requested to be part of those communities. So when someone's performing a search on something, right, or they'll say, hey, in search of, that's how I'm able to even see, like, oh, hey, I was looking up somebody who did something like that, and I'll just kind of research it back that way. So that's a good platform for you, too, and that doesn't cost you anything to be on those communities, Anne.
The only thing that has truly impressed me is I know what retargeting is, because I've had different websites follow me around. It's like, oh, they disappear. It's like, dang, I can't even get away from
you. Want,
so
you want to hear something funny? You're going to die when I tell you this. I'm laughing. My sister-in-law, okay, we just got her introduced to the iPhone family not too long ago. We finally convinced her and her husband, like, you guys need to come to the iPhone family because they were Androids. Well, one day, right, this is like maybe a week after she's been an iPhone user, she and I are talking about, she's telling me about menopause symptoms, this and that, right? Well, I would say 2 days later, she calls me up. I think they hacked my phone. This is why I didn't want to get an iPhone. I'm all, what are you talking about? They hacked my phone. They hacked my phone, Nadine. I am getting menopause medication ads. I just about fell off my chair. I was laughing so hard. I couldn't even talk. I'm like, Michelle, nobody hacked your phone, Michelle. We were talking about menopause symptoms. You were looking them up on your phone, remember? Well, yeah. Okay, they're targeting you as looking up menopause symptoms, so they're probably targeting you because they figure you need the medicine. You know what I mean? They're looking up the symptoms. She's like, oh, my God. I thought someone got into my phone. I'm freaking out because I have, you know, I've been doing my bill. I'm like, gosh. I told my husband, your sister, I was dying. I that's like the biggest laugh that we always have. I'm all, Michelle, remember the menopause symptoms? And she's like, I know, I feel so dumb. But those ads followed her for the longest time.
Oh, man.
Told her, don't look up the symptoms unless, you know.
And you know what they say. It's like the clients have to see it 6-7 times. So that retargeting thing, that's impressive. That's the
it's like
thing
the billboard.
Me.
It is like the billboard. You drive, and I see the 2-for-5 egg and sausage McMuffin at McDonald's. Okay, I don't eat McDonald's. But guess what? Eventually, Nadine's in the line at McDonald's getting 2 sandwiches that I'm not going to eat, but because I'm like, okay, now I think I'm just going to go through the line and get some. You know what I mean? And I don't even eat that. But it happens.
I do the same thing. The same thing. But it's
it'd be
funny
nice if, if money worked like that for us, right? That every time we saw a targeted ad, that the money would just come in like no problem. So did you guys
funny
have
about,
any?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What was your question?
Oh, I was just a little side joke. Was it's funny when people talk about talking about retargeting ads. It's funny when people just say, "Oh, I'm just all of a sudden getting these ads about sexual dysfunction."
Right.
I'm like, yeah. What were you looking up?
Exactly. You're like,
you're telling on yourself right now.
I know when my husband's shopping online because I'll get ads all over my Facebook, especially when he's used my phone, and I'll tell him, are you shopping for a fishing reel? How do you know? I'm all, because you were on my phone and now I'm getting these fishing reel ads. And he's like, oh man, you know, because I have to put a limit on that guy. He loves deep sea fishing, but I gotta kind of cut him off at a certain limit. Like, he's got a $500 limit. Anything past that, you better be on the phone with me, because that notification will come to my phone if you charge the card. So he just laughs, and it's happened before. And I'm like, did you just buy a reel for $800? He's all, how did you know that? I'm all, because it was my bank card. He's all, oh man, I meant to use my credit card. I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy. You know, so his joke is, it's better to ask for forgiveness rather than permission. And I said, no, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Not when money's involved.
No, but I know he would never hurt us financially, but still, I mean, it's a big joke with him. He's a big jokester anyways. So.
Is there anything in writing that you can send, the bullet points, the advantages?
I can send you everything. So this way you guys can look over it. And what's the best email for you?
info@wow.organizing.com.
Okay. The email that I'm going to be sending you, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. and it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. So it's going to entail everything in there that we just discussed of what's included in the Platinum package, as well as the pricing. Now, keep in mind, because you've never received an email from me, it might wind up either in your promotional or it might even go to your spam box, okay? So if you don't see
it
right
away,
I'm doing it right now as we're on the phone. Yeah, just give me 1 second here.
Nadine, when you get done with that, I do have one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the setup. Like, what does that entail? And at what point is there like a secondary call to determine what keywords that we start with?
Absolutely. So the initial setup, the way it works is we get the account set up. Basically, I'm what's considered the lead. So I'm the one who verifies, yes, it's a good fit for you guys to work with us as well as us with you. We select a package, you know, that we agree that would be the best fit for you guys, right? And I apply the credits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I do is in the initial setup, okay, if you guys decide, yes, we're going to do this, let's move forward. We're going to verify business information. We're going to, you know, do the billing and so forth. From there, I schedule, it's called a client interview onboarding. Now, this is where the magic is going to happen. Not so much with me, although I believe it is, but it's not. So you would be speaking with a technician. The technician is basically re-verifying everything that I verified to ensure that I have listed everything correctly. They're going to talk about the keywords, the search terms, the areas we're targeting, the Facebook ads. They are going to go over way more in detail. So that client interview, basically what we do is we block out an hour, and it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes even a little longer, right, depending on how many questions or details you guys have. So that is the most important appointment, because the technicians are the ones that are going to go over all of those keywords. Okay. Now, from there, we also send notifications. So like you'll be notified when the first page placement, when you guys are listed there, when the Facebook ads are live, when you guys are in the other listed in the other directories. So we're also sending notifications, right? Keeping you in the loop too, as these things are being processed and completed. Because we want you guys to be aware also of the work that we're doing, okay? So that's how it would all work. Yeah, the client interview, that has to be conducted, because they can't proceed forward with doing any work until they talk with you about, like, the keywords and search terms and the targeted areas. So basically what they're doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's.
Okay.
I just sent out the email, Ann. I don't know if you got it yet.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, beautiful.
Well, thank you for your information. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I am guessing and need confirmation from you that obviously I'm going to be the only organizer you're going to work with within what is
in your area. In your area, yes. So, and it's because we only work with one business per industry, per area. I mean, trust me, there's organizers all over this, you know, country, right? But in your particular area, and this is because we're a Google channel partner. So those are guidelines given to us by Google. Now, that doesn't mean we don't work with many businesses throughout the United States. I mean, we have so many categories to fill. Like I'll give you an example. I have right now in San Francisco, I have one for concrete. Right? I have a tree service that we got to fill in Dallas, Texas. So there's different, when these positions open up, our representatives are given a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify. And their job, like Tara, that was speaking with you earlier, and her job along with the others is to find us a company that's a good fit. She wanted me to speak with you because I'll be honest with you, you have nothing negative regarding your company. The website, you know what I mean? You got like 20 reviews I saw on your Angie's List, I think it is, right? So I think just from what I've read.
You did see the 91 Google reviews, correct?
Yes, I did.
I did. So when I see all of this, this tells me, I mean, just from what I've read, that you've been providing a quality type of service. And I know we can both, all three of us can agree on that, right? So that's part of the qualifications that we look for. So that's why Tara really wanted me to speak with you.
So can you send me a map of this, of the radius of 60 miles?
60 miles, I don't have a map like in front of me, but I can kind of, let me do a search real quick. If we're looking at it from your, you know, quick question, Ann. I see that you're at, is this your home address, the 4309 Old Cave Spring?
No, it's the office address.
Okay. Okay. Thank God. I just wanted to make sure because I was like, if that's her home address, you want that hidden. So.
I want that out. Yeah, I want this one out there everywhere. But,
yeah, no. I just wanted to make sure because usually people have what's called a home office, right? So when they have a home office, it's an address that Google wants hidden because it's not like a brick. It's not like a someone that goes and buys products from you, in other words.
Yeah, no,
okay?
I got my Google card and you know.
Good.
We have paperwork seminars, so I have a place for about 15
that's awesome.
People can sit. So
definitely that's why you would want it to show.
But I don't want anything. Bill-wise, I would imagine everything will be emailed for you. I don't want anything bill-wise to come to this address.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No. No.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing. No. Anything would be going to your email. So when I'm looking at cities that are 60 miles from Roanoke. Lord have mercy. Okay. There's Vesta. Pulaski, Craig, Mountain Lake, Indian Valley, Long Island, Gladys, 6 Mile, Madison Heights, South River, Mabry Mill, it looks like East Lexington, Lynchburg, Wyattville, Woolwine. I mean, that's still going within 50 miles, so.
Am I hearing Christiansburg, Blacksburg, Radford?
I'm looking further down, hon. Let me go to a wider map. What were the areas that you just said?
Blacksburg. That's where Virginia Tech is. I'm sure you've probably heard of Virginia Tech.
Oh. Let me try to find another map that'll give me more. I'll tell you right now, that one is actually, because that one's only like 40 miles away from you.
Okay.
And so is Christiansburg.
Yes.
Christiansburg's within that one too. Yeah.
Because that is the area to really concentrate in for us. Roanoke is 50 years behind time on everything, and with Virginia Tech being such a huge university, the employment there is... It's amazing. I mean, Blacksburg might as well be called Virginia Tech because, you know.
Really?
Everybody lives there that goes to the school, basically. I mean, the teachers, professors, and everything. So
Some
of them live in Christiansburg. So that is a huge growing area and, you know, constantly gaining reputation with the Tech Games and so forth. So I don't care too much about Lynchburg and so forth, but, you know, I guess it has to be included in the circle.
Yeah, or you can choose specific ones that you can choose specific cities and say, listen, this is the certain areas that I want to target. And they can go over that with you.
I would rather do that because
you have that.
Organizers in Lynchburg, and I don't really want to compete with them. I know the market is here in Roanoke, and Christiansburg, Pulaski, and all that, Montgomery County, all of that is considered New River Valley, NRV.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the area that has no organizers whatsoever.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, then that would really be good. Yeah, you can definitely target those specific, like if you wanted to do it that way. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you think that's better, Latron? Because I just am not interested in Lynchburg, even though it's the same amount. It's just it's just not as population as Blacksburg is, and the surrounding areas around Blacksburg.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because that's where you want to eventually expand to. So, you know, starting now, you know, would be better.
I mean, you know, Nadine, I'm up there, Nadine, probably about 2 to 3 times a week. And so what I want to do is move my manager into position here, and I'll still take all the phone calls and close. And then I want to go up there for like 3 days at the time. I've already made an arrangement with a client to rent a room from her. So because it's a big interstate, and I don't want to have to drive it every day. And,
right.
So that's where I'm going to develop the majority of the business. But Roanoke is being good to me for sure.
That's good.
So that does bring up another question about, like, can you target or not target, but show a certain amount of ads to more ads to Christiansburg, but still some to Roanoke, just to keep that going?
That would be a good question to ask the tech. I mean, I can try to find out for you. I'll be honest, I wouldn't know. That's more like for the technician.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's a good question.
I've never seen an option for that. So yeah, definitely interesting.
Okay.
Well, if you send that, and I guess there's a form to fill out, Latron will make a final, he and I will make a final decision, and hopefully we'll be talking with you soon. But
okay.
I really would like for you to not cost that $99.
And would you?
I would. Yes, I would.
Hey, a closed mouth don't get fed, like my mom used to say. You know, my manager's gone already, but what I can do, Anne, is I can ask him to give me a credit to apply for that so that we can waive the setup fee.
Okay.
To at least help you in that way. Okay.
I appreciate that. Send me the done deal when it's done.
Yes, I'll talk to him in the morning, and then you'll get another email from me.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. Can you think of anything else, Latron?
No. I think I have a really good picture of what the next steps will look like and what the implementation process would be.
Okay. Well, both of you have a good evening.
Thank you.
You too.
$99 reduced in credit.
I will definitely talk to him in the morning, and I'll email you back. Okay.
Because he doesn't want me to talk to him. It's best for you to talk to him.
Tarasol, you're gonna love her when you talk to her. She is so sweet. Oh my gosh, she is so fun to talk to.
All right, well, have a good shoot. It's just afternoon there. So
right.
My pastor's
wife, it's her birthday dinner, so all the women are getting together. So I brought my change of clothes with me because I'll just go straight to the Italian restaurant to go eat. Not like I really wanted to eat Italian. I just feel like we're surrounded by food with all these holidays. I'm like over it. You know?
Hey, I got pizza in the oven right now.
I'm not partial. Yeah, it's almost bedtime for me, so.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you guys have a good evening, okay?
All right, good night.
All right,
good night. Bye-bye.
Hey, Aaron, do you want to stay on?